Welcome to For You, the podcast with Sarah O'Sullivan. This one is for all my gals who want the tea when it comes to TikTok content and navigating your 20s.
Hello, fam. Welcome back to For You, the podcast. I am Sarah, your host. If this is your first time here listening to the podcast, welcome. This is a podcast to do with all things TikTok marketing, and a little side of life advice while you're navigating your 20s. So welcome. I hope you enjoy. And if you are a returning listener, whoa, getting my tongue all twisted. If you are a returning listener, welcome back. Thank you for your constant support. I really appreciate you listening, and I hope that you gain something from this episode, whether you are a marketing professional, a business entrepreneur, a business owner, a business founder, whatever. I really hope that you learn something from this episode. So within this episode, we are going to be chatting about all things to do with how to map out your 2023 marketing strategy and calendar. I know, having worked within the e-com space and government space and different fashion brands and whatnot, working out what points to touch on within your marketing strategy for a year can be super overwhelming because you're competing with a lot of people on social media. It's a very saturated industry. E-com in itself is so saturated these days, and it's really hard to kind of generate that revenue through. So when you're trying to get out as much like sales or content or whatever it is you're trying to push, it can be really overwhelming to know what to do. So I'm going to talk about how to map out the perfect, or not the perfect because there's never a perfect, but the ideal marketing calendar to set yourself up for success within 2023. Now, I'm going to start about knowing what dates are relevant for your business. So what I want you to do, whether you are a visual person or like a pen to paper or a digital person, I want you to get a calendar out. So whether that is printing out a monthly block piece of paper of calendar, or getting it up on your laptop on either Google Calendar or Apple Calendar or even like Google Sheets, something like that. Just a visual calendar where you can see. I want you to get out January to December for 2023. And I want you to start mapping out dates that are relevant to your business. So one huge thing why I'm talking about this is that when you're working within marketing, a lot of people get caught up on the idea of quantity over quality or quality over quantity. Now, I've worked with a lot of brands that are trying to scrape the barrel for anything and everything that they can do, and it doesn't work. When you try and do too much at once, your employees start to fail because they're overworked with pressure. Your content starts to be bad quality, so it doesn't perform well. Your customers are sick of seeing certain sales or new campaigns or new products or whatever. You need to get back to the basics and work out what is relevant to your company or brand or business and what your audience wants to see, so that you can ensure you are making the most of certain key dates or sales or campaigns, promotions, business celebrations, without pushing too much in front of your audience's faces where they are going to become overwhelmed and where your content is going to start to turn to shit quality. So we're going to chat about that as well. So as I said, first thing, get your calendar out. I want you to work out, if you haven't already, significant dates for your business this year. So this can include sale dates that you want to touch on. So big ones that a lot of people do are Click Frenzy, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Afterpay Day sale, whatnot. And then I want you to work out what products or services you are launching this year and map in those rough dates. I know that things change and come up at different times, so doesn't have to be specific dates, but I want you to map out your launch dates. Number two. And then number three, I want you to map out campaign dates. So if you have certain campaigns that are going to be running from certain time periods, I want you to map those out as well. And then I want you to also, number four, map out your business milestones. So this can be business birthdays, business achievements, like staff celebrations, that kind of thing. Map them out as well, because a huge part of marketing in 2023 is bringing personality to your brand or your company. So you need to be making sure you are including things that are relevant to your brand personality and business that you want to push out to your audience, that is going to create a connection. So make sure you include those kind of things, even if it's not going to really necessarily in turn create revenue for your company. It's still important to create connection. So do that. Get out your calendar, get out your pen and paper, get out your laptop, and start mapping out those key dates that are significant to your business in 2023. Okay. Once that is done, I want you to then look at what dates the world is going to be celebrating this year. So that might sound a bit funny, but what I mean by that is like, Easter, Donut Day, public holidays. So like for America, it'll be like 4th of July, like that kind of thing. And also, my best friend Laura just messaged me, and it's about the podcast. We recorded a podcast last week together, and she is listening to it right now, and she loves it. So exciting. If you haven't listened to it already, go listen to it. Sorry, just got on a tangent. But yes, when I tell you that there is a date for absolutely everything, there really is. So when I was working with Mr. Consistent, they're a cocktail mixer company, there was a lot of dates like World Vodka Day, World Cocktail Day, World Cosmo Day, World Gin Day, etc. And we were able to play on those dates to create special promotions, or even just like content campaigns that spoke to our audience that encouraged them to buy from Mr. Consistent. So that's like one example I can give you. Another example I can give you is like Wellness Day. When I worked with Naked Harvest, like Wellness Day is huge because, you know, you can include your collagen powder, your greens powder, your protein, like everything that surrounds wellness. So I want you to look at a calendar that has all the dates. And like, I've got one up right now, actually, from Hootsuite. So I'm going to leave a couple linked in the show notes below, but two calendars that I have found really helpful are the Hootsuite complete list of social media holidays 2023 edition, or the blog. I think it's like, oh my gosh, I've lost it. HubSpot. HubSpot blog, I think. Yeah. So HubSpot blog also have a good one. Just Google 2023 holiday calendar. But I would go off the Hootsuite one, as they are a social media platform and they literally cover everything. So I'll give you like a little quick overview of what the blog says. So it's got like an arrow for each kind of thing. So it gives you a physical social media holiday calendar, which you can click through and kind of like have a look as an overall of what there is. I'll like rattle off a few of them now. So you've got, last Wednesday was National Trivia Day. This week is Financial Wellness Month. I've never heard of this one. The 17th of January is Ditch Your Resolution Day, which is kind of cool. Love that. On the 25th of Jan, there's Opposite Day. Let me go through to like May. Okay. What do we have in May? So we've got, National Clean Air Month. We've got National Mental Health Awareness Month. You've got Pride Month. You've got World Recycle Day, Global Running Day. Let's flick forward to like August, because I love that month because my birthday. You've got International Cat Day. You've got International Youth Day, National Financial Awareness Day, World Photo Day, National Dog Day. That's one of my favorites. So really, when I say that there is a day for absolutely everything, there really is. Social Media Kindness Day. I love that one. World Kindness Day, World Apple Cider Day. The heck? Okay, see, like there is literally a day for everything. I like World Donut Day. I'm pretty sure Krispy Kreme do like free donuts on World Donut Day, which is amazing. I'm actually going to put that in my calendar. In December, there is a day called World Cookie Day. And where I used to work, one of my good friends, Izzy and I, we were obsessed with the tart cookies on the Gold Coast. Oh, my mouth literally just started drooling then. The best cookie ever. If you are visiting the Gold Coast or live on the Gold Coast, you need to go to Tart and get a choc chip cookie. Go early because they sell out. They're good when they're fresh out of the oven. They're the perfect consistency of like gooey, crunchy, thin, thick, big chunks of chocolate, bit of sea salt on there. Oh my God. I'm going to the Gold Coast in 2 weeks and I'm definitely, oh no, I'm doing 75 hard. I don't think I can have one. Maybe I can. I am doing the 80-20 diet. So like that could be my 20%. But yeah, they had a World Cookie Day and me and Izzy went on World Cookie Day because we wanted to celebrate with a tart cookie. So they're my favorite kind of days. So highly recommend having a look at this calendar on the Hootsuite blog. It really maps out everything. There is like hundreds and hundreds of days for everything. So go through that, highlight what days could be relevant to your company, business or brand, and then pop them into your calendar that you have printed out. So I want you to pop in any days that are relevant. And then once you have those days in and you look at the bigger picture of the company and what fits in with your campaign, sale promotion periods, business milestone periods, whatnot, think about how you can turn those specific holiday days into content pieces or promotions for your audience. So an amazing thing that you could do is say you are a chocolate company, for example. On the 7th of July, there is World Chocolate Day. You could turn that day into content. Okay, not even chocolate. Say you are a candy company, right? Like just a sweets company and it's World Chocolate Day. You could turn that whole day into a day full of content about chocolate. So you could have a recipe, like different recipes to do with chocolate, asking your staff what kind of chocolate is their favorite, that kind of thing. And then you could have like, if you wanted to go the further mile, a promotion about chocolate for that day. So if you buy two blocks of chocolate, you get one free or something like that, still within your profit margins and whatnot, but creating some kind of hype around chocolate to be able to push for that specific day. I'll give you another example. I'm just kind of looking through what there is. Oh yes, April Fool's Day. Oh. Now, if I must say one thing, I'm talking about Mr. Consistent a lot in this potty, but they have done their marketing really well. April Fool's Day for Mr. Consistent was huge. They did a lot of pranks on their audience and community. So they have established a really great community online and they would play pranks on their community on April Fool's Day and then kind of give back to the community by being like, ha, you got pranked. However, we are going to be giving you 20% off on all products today or whatnot. So one year I remember they did, they ran out of lime juice. Well, like where they get their lime juice from for the margarita mix, they ran out and there was only certain amount of margarita mixes left before they were completely sold out. And they put this out to their community and some of their community were literally like going to the shops and emptying the shelves at the stockist to get their margarita mix because they didn't want to miss out on it. And then they had like one bottle or something left and they started an auction online and people were like bidding to buy the last bottle of margarita mix. And then at 11 a.m. when the April Fool's officially finishes, they were like, ha, jokes, it's April Fool's. We're going to give you a certain amount of percentage off if you want to buy a margarita bottle. We still have heaps left, et cetera, et cetera. So April Fool's is always like a fun one to kind of play on. And it also not only creates revenue for your company, but it also creates that connection with your brand and connection with your audience. And yeah, just like a little bit of fun to do something different. Another one a lot of people focus on is Galentine's Day or Valentine's Day. So you can do content around that and make it all about love, no matter what brand or company you are with. Okay, I'm going to choose one more random day. I'm just looking through. What am I going to choose? National Dog Day. Okay, this could be relevant to any brand, company, or business. Bring your dog to work for the day. Bring your dog in the office. This does not need to be a sale-focused day to celebrate. This can be a purely internal staff moment celebration day. So you could get your staff to bring their dogs to the office. And then whether you have a TikTok account or an Instagram account, I highly recommend this kind of thing for TikTok. But you can get your staff involved on TikTok for the entire day with their dogs. So you could create different videos and trends that include the dogs. You could have a dog cake. You could just have like a whole celebration day that shows how fun your staff are having on this kind of day. And also like celebrate the importance of how dogs can bring so much happiness and mental health help to us, a business, or individuals. I just think it's a really good day to kind of show your community what you're about as a business without trying to make a sale, if that makes sense. So I want you to map out what dates are relevant to your business and brand. And then once you do that, think about if they are going to be a revenue generating day or a connection generating day. So they could be both, but I think you need to have a good mixture of them separately as well. You don't always want to be pushing a sale in front of your audience because they will get sick of you and they're not dumb. People's minds are wired to know when they're being marketed something strategically these days because we do spend so much time on our phones and on social media and we are consuming so much marketing and advertising material per minute. It's insane. But I also want you to create a connection and a community with your audience. So by doing this, you are speaking to an audience from a different kind of tone of voice. You're not trying to sell them a product, but you're trying to sell them a feeling and an emotion. And by doing that, they're going to, I think, respect and appreciate you as a brand a lot more. And you know what? They probably will go and buy from your website, which is what you want. And even if they don't, you will still be getting traffic You will still be getting site traffic because you have created a connection with them and they want to find out more about who you are as a brand or a business, which is amazing in my opinion. Now, I think once you have done that, you have mapped out your business dates, your sale dates, your milestone dates, your launch dates, your campaign dates, your key relevant dates for marketing as a whole or like what the world is celebrating. I want you to, now this is really helpful for me because I'm quite a visual person. I like to print that out or use the pen to paper calendars that I have created and stick them around. Have a wall in your office where you stick up what's happening and then kind of work towards that. There's nothing worse than working in marketing and only working a week out from when something is due. So it's always good to work in advance. I know that you need to have some like leeway because trends pop up and different social media things pop up and whatnot. And you always need to be flexible in terms of changing those around. However, having those dates mapped out for your year will set you and your brand up for success in terms of being able to know what you're doing before you do it and having a clear why and a clear strategy behind your marketing plan. Now, if you guys have any other kind of questions about that, please let me know. I know this episode is short, but I hope it explained to you the importance of these dates and setting up your business for success in terms of creating connection with an audience, creating connection with your community, but also making sales and site traffic, revenue, all of that stuff. Another thing I want to quickly touch on before I go is if you do not have a TikTok yet for your business and you are really excited to get onto TikTok, but you don't know where to start, I highly recommend listening to my first podcast episode about why your company needs TikTok and kind of use these key dates as a outline for content for your TikTok channel. So You need to be consistent with TikTok. Consistency will look different to everyone depending on who you are, what resources you have, who you are as a company, whatnot. Consistency could be 3 times a day, 1 time a day, 3 times a week, once a week. It doesn't matter. Consistency will look different for everyone. But as long as you are consistent on your TikTok account and are creating content relevant to that in order to create connection with an audience, you will absolutely smash it. And I've also heard, this is the last thing, I promise. I know I said I was just done, but I heard a really amazing quote from my friend Caitlin. She is a TikTok strategist. She put up a TikTok post the other day saying that she read a quote from somewhere that people got on YouTube 10 years after YouTube started. So a lot of people are hesitant to jump onto TikTok because it's a few years old now and they're like, have we missed the boat? Did we miss the mark? Is it too late to jump on? No, it is not too late to start on TikTok. People are still starting on YouTube now, even though it's like years and years and years and years and years and years old. It is not too late to hop onto TikTok. And you, like, the longer you leave it, the longer you're putting yourself out for. So I just recommend jump on, get started, check out my episodes for some more advice on how to go about doing that. But yeah, you just need to start. Make sure you're utilizing all the features on TikTok, the photo feature, the video feature, location feature, hashtags, playlists, everything. Go from there. Use the calendar as kind of like an overview as to what you need to be creating for content and promotions and campaigns. And I am sure that you will see some success within your TikTok account and definitely like your Instagram reels and your Instagram feed as well. But yes, I am hoping that this kind of episode really helped you grasp how to manage your TikTok strategy and your TikTok calendar, or just like your social media marketing calendar in general for 2023. I will leave the links for the calendars down below in the show notes. And I hope that you have an amazing day. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have any questions about TikTok marketing, social media marketing, how to specific things and smashing your TikTok strategy or social media strategy for 2023, or things that you want to know about campaign planning or strategy planning, just send me a message on Instagram at foryou.thepodcast and I will get back to you. I will do an episode on that. I would also love to hear what kind of episodes you guys would love to see in the future. But yes, thank you so much for listening, whether you are a new or a returning listener. I appreciate and love you so much. Have an amazing, beautiful day, and I will talk to you all in the next episode. Bye.